Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
G'day, Alex. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Troy told me to give you guys a bit of a call.
Okay.
I have recently purchased a brand new Stage 3 RCM dry sump.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that there's some issues with them, leaking issues in the seals. He told me to give you guys a call before, obviously, I put it in. Something about there was a seal kit for him or something like that. Is that true?
Well, I mean, it depends on which particular model you've got.
So the one that I've got is mm-hmm. a casted silver plate. It's not the black one like the ones that you see everywhere. It's the plate one.
So is it brand new?
Yeah, it's brand new, but it's
old stock.
It was on an engine, but the motor never took off. And
right.
I was gifted it, pretty much.
Okay. So a very, very early model one.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
I would need to contact RCM for you because they no longer provide parts for that early model pump.
Really?
So we had to rebuild one just recently for a customer, and we're lucky that it was rebuildable, and we got away without needing seals and stuff, but I know no longer supply parts for that, and they have cleared
out their
stock of
the old models.
Oh, it's a bit of a broad question, so it depends. I mean, they've probably sold hundreds of them. We've seen one or two duds come through, but it was very early. We're talking 2015, 2016 when they were first coming out.
Oh, right.
So I don't know which one you have, so it's a bit hard to say. Have you put it on the car and run it?
No.
So you might no problem at all.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll just put it on and see.
I think it was bought around the 2022 mark.
Yeah, but even then, 2022, geez, that would have been still old stock from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know who he bought it off?
Pro Speed,
right. Interesting. I can't say like...
He basically ran his engine once. Mm-hmm. Then he pulled it out. He bought the dry sump kit and the motor never went back in the car.
Right.
And that was back in 22.
Right.
And then a friend of mine ended up buying it all. And as a gift, he gave me the dry sump, Peterson tank, all the BMRS lines and the dry sump set up.
Amazing.
Nice guy.
Yeah,
but I'm
definitely.
Just concerned that if I'm going to put it on mine,
yep.
it's an old setup.
Yep. Well, if it hasn't had a blow up and everything is in perfect condition and your friend had it running, he's never reported an oil leak from it.
No, he never ran it. He ran a wet sump
before, I understand.
Literally in the garage, and then
yep.
pulled the engine out and then decided
and
to go that dry sump, but never ran it, ever.
Gotcha. Well, look, I've had one version of each pump here physically leak with me,
yep.
early and late, and the late models mm-hmm. you can buy seals for. The early models, last time I asked for parts, which was only 3-4 months ago, they were no longer available. However, they may have seal kits. I know they didn't have any rotors and housings. So,
yeah, it'd be the seal kit that I would want to change just in case. Because being old, it's been sitting there. Maybe the seals have gone as well.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so. I think they're rubber O-rings. You're talking only a few years old.
Yeah.
These
seal kits meant to be changed every time you do an oil change?
No, definitely not. Not when you do oil changes, no. No, it's normally engine interval servicing, so pulling the engine apart, a blow-up, whatever. So you normally open them up, and then there's O-rings and seals in there. It just depends what they need. It's not a typically serviceable item on the schedule, if you follow. It's more what does it actually need to rebuild it and get it satisfactory.
And the worst case something can happen with these is what? Just leaks oil. That's it.
Yeah, it's correct. You leak a little bit of oil. So the worst, the one I've seen, it leaked out of the front seal shaft. And it wasn't a huge leak, but what would happen is it'd leak out of the seal, run back along the oil pump snout, and then drip mm-hmm. off the oil pump itself. But it wasn't a huge one. It'd drop a few drops in, half an hour running.
Is it best if I if, like you said, to email RCM, see if they've got a seal kit and have that up my sleeve as a just in case for the future. So say I run it, everything's fine, and say I do obtain a leak, get the seal kit and swap it all out.
Well, the bottom line is...
You don't know if it will or won't. That's the thing.
Well,
yeah,
it might not. Correct. As an example, the one that's on the car now that I'm talking about that we just rebuilt, that's been on the car for 5 years and it's never had a front seal replaced on it, ever. It came off secondhand off a customer's car, went onto another customer's car, and it's been raced, like I said, 4 years with this particular guy. And we've rebuilt it, opened the rotors up after an engine failure, cleaned it, put it back together, and it's still running seamlessly and oil leak-free. So I don't know if you're generating more work than you need to for nothing. Ultimately, if you put it on and it's leaking, well, I mean, sort of sucks, but it's only a little bit of work.
Yep.
As opposed to potentially opening something and getting the wrong seal sent out or replacing it for nothing. I mean, if you can't get stuff for it, then...
That's what I'm worried about. That
maybe it's
if
better
the
off
time were to
off.
Come, yeah, like you're telling me today in 2025, you're finding it hard to find parts for the old setups.
Correct.
My concern is I put it in, there's no issues with it, 5 years pass, and guess what? We can't get any parts for it now.
Yeah. See, that's much the same in saying that and you have an engine failure, which I know you can't get parts for that. So...
Oh, mate, you know what? The reason why I am like this is because I have had an engine failure by a shop, a big shop, and they hid it from me and they're not coming to the party. And so I'm crossing the T's and dotting the I's all pre-handedly.
Yeah.
Probably unnecessary stresses. James.
James, yeah.
I bought a few things from you guys once upon a time. But,
hopefully
it worked well. Yeah, I know. You guys were amazing.
That's good.
I'm in Sydney based.
So in saying that, your dry sump, they're an expensive damn thing. And unfortunately, you know, racing a Subaru, I'm assuming that's what you're doing with it.
Do you really want to know? Taking kids to school. It's just the opportunity came for this and I thought I'd put it in and make it look cool.
Okay.
So I was running a wet sump setup before.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with this engine, that's gone a bit kaput.
Mm-hmm.
With these guys, which I had a gut feeling to use someone that I had used before, and I was made to sell it, and I shouldn't have.
Right.
I've designed a new engine now with 16 Dowpin mains placed into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to twist anymore. I don't think we'll have an issue with that department. And, you know, I cryogenically froze the block down where you guys are in Melbourne with a guy by the name of Stu. So he froze a brand new case for me.
Yeah.
Sleeves, closed decking, 14mm head studs, dry sleeves this time. These idiots did a wet sleeve and the sleeve dropped.
Right.
So dry sleeves, closed decking, 16 Dowpin mains, and then literally putting it all back in again, the car.
Right.
I was running a wet sump setup before with a 12mm oil pump with two washer shims inside to increase oil pressure.
Wow, would have had a fucking shit ton of oil pressure already.
No, I didn't, actually. So I had a RCM oil pump, which I think they come with one shim inside it.
Yep.
And my oil pressure was around, at idle, warmed up, 30.
Okay. Really?
And then by putting that extra shim in it, at idle, it sat around 60.
Right.
And then...
On power, you're probably running off the relief valve.
Oh, so it'd be too high.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So what would be an ideal oil pressure at idle?
Well, generally speaking, if you jump on the internet and Google this, there's like an industry standard, which is acceptable, right? And you're going to make more than this because generally speaking, cars will make more than this. So it's 10 PSI per 1,000 RPM.
That's what I was about to say.
So 7,000, you've got 70 PSI, right? Sometimes Subarus are a little bit interesting in the higher power window and higher RPM window. But down the bottom, 15 PSI is plenty to idle a car at. 20, 15, right. 20, 10, yeah, okay, you're probably getting a little bit close. You'd start to wonder about the accuracy of some things, sensors and stuff, but where you're at, no. I mean, I think it's fine. So you probably ran too much pressure up top, and that's a big oil pump too.
Yeah. So
normally you rate oil pressure on power, not on idle.
So the second shim was put in after we had found an issue with the engine, and I said, throw in another shim and let's see what the pressures are at.
Gotcha.
So obviously I could remember. But what I was running on before was one shim the whole time.
Yeah.
It had around the 30 mark on idle, 29, 30.
Yeah.
While driving normally or giving it a hit, it went to 70, 72.
Right.
Now, that's all good if I'm just at 3,000 RPM, 4,000 RPM, but if obviously I give it a hit and went to around the 7,000, 8,000 RPM, then that's not enough pressure, is there?
No, it's fine.
No.
70, 80 pounds is tons.
70 to 80 is, yeah. Well, I'm going off to 10 PSI per 1,000
Correct.
RPM.
That's right.
So up top, if I was driving it at the 7,000 mark,
yep.
which is, you know, a short time before gear shifting, it was sitting at around the 7. So maybe around the 7 to 8,000 RPM, it wasn't at the 80 PSI that it should have been at. It was only about the 70, 72.
Which it would still be fine, but...
It would be fine. Okay.
Like I said to you, the numbers that you're relevant to is an industry standard. Not every car is capable of that. And Subaru is
right.
a one prime candidate.
Well,
you can have a shit ton of oil pressure in certain times and certain areas, but then up top with power and boost and aluminium cases, you'll find that your pressure drops away a little bit. But the industry standard was quoted, you know, 30 years ago. There's systems out there now with the quality of oil, bearings that are available, tolerances that you can run, that you can run down to 7 or 8 PSI per 1,000. So, you know, some of the race cars, like, I'd shock you, the 1,400 horsepower EG here used to sit on 55 pound at 8 grand. It's the quality it's the quality of lubrication that it has, not just the pressure.
Yeah, okay.
So...
oils, what do you guys normally use? I was using... a 10W60 Castrol oil, and then they made the switch to, I think, you know, the company Just Oils, I think it's called, something oils. Anyway, it's a SAE60, which I think would have been a 2060. Very thick on cold. Very thick.
A little bit difficult to rate, but yeah. I mean, it's not, out of the ballpark. 1060 is a very common one.
Yeah,
2060 well, in some of the cars.
I'll be going back to the 1060, and
yeah, that's a pretty good.
My options are Penrite or Castrol.
I'd use Castrol over Penrite. I'd probably move to Modal if I was had the choice.
That's what I was told too. A lot of these cars at Roll Racing use Modal,
correct.
Which is I think an 8100
power
excess. I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Correct.
Burns less. Got a couple of contacts in that company too, so it's good.
Yeah. But to answer your question about your dry sump, I would
either
choose to run it until you could, and then if you could find parts at that time, because that could be 6 months or 6 years, and then make, unfortunately, you'll have that decision to have to deal with then, or move it on and buy a current spec one.
What would my one, if you were to sell it, if you owned it, what would it go for?
Oh,
and that would only mean I would only need to sell the bottom plate. I wouldn't have to sell anything else. I can
You would sell the plate. You would sell it all together because you would just buy a new kit. There's no point in mixing and matching them. So just RCM's not going to discount just the pan and an oil pump. Trust me. But it's just easier to buy a complete kit. Obviously, lines and stuff you would have to remake because the pump is different.
Yeah.
And tank you don't get anyway. So tank would have to stay with the car or get a custom tank made, either.
Yeah.
But it's the pump and the pan.
It's the bloody price at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was
gifted because I sold a complete setup to another person and he made about 40 to 50 grand from it all. So as a gift, he gave me this dry sump setup that was on that engine.
There you go.
I said, yeah, I'll take it. Peterson tank, BMRS lines, it's all
nice
there.
Stuff, yeah. Yeah.
So I thought, do I just sell the bottom part and then buy the bottom part? Does RCM sell just the bottom part, the dry sump part?
You can buy anything, but you can buy it. you can. It's just the pump itself is 3.5, I think 3,600 for just the pump, but it needs to bolt to the billet pan. It doesn't suit the cast pan that you have.
Oh, right.
So you need the billet pan then also.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Which then the price goes up as well.
Exactly.
The entire new black dry sump.
Absolutely, correct. Yeah, so different parts, unfortunately. I think that's why they had to redesign the pan, to be honest, is it's different pump setup.
Yeah.
And those little pumps, the pump that you're about to put on, it's not great at generating oil pressure at the high RPM windows. It still works good, and it's ample. And like I said, we've raced many cars with these early ones on there. But you'll be shocked at what it actually does generate. And you'll, if you're having an oiling issue, as long as you're in the window, it's not going to be the dry sump causing it.
Mm. What power have you pulled out of the old setups?
600?
Kilowatts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a circuit.
Which is what I was kind of aiming, maybe 550.
Yeah,
it was just to rebuild the engine again, get a bit more power out of it, and then let it be.
Well,
just reliability, that's all.
Got a lot to do with the engine builder too.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Sorry, mate.
Thank
I wish I had more
mate.
Answers for you, but unfortunately.
No, I think you kind of answered them all for me.
Cool cars, just a bit old.
Yeah, that's right. Old, and old means superseded things, and that's the only concern.
Yeah. But, you know, again, seals and O-rings and stuff like that, if you were to pull it down and there was a bit of dead time, you could match stuff up. I mean, at the end of the day, RCM and the company that sold the oil pump, then they don't make the seals.
No. Well,
they
you
just
could
buy
get
them in.
Seals.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm...
I wouldn't base it off just that. You know, again, it's one of those problems that you would maybe have to deal with when you needed to.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
The availability now and the availability in 3 years might be two different things too.
Yeah. I keep thinking I'm building a space shuttle. That's why. And we all know what happened to O-rings when they fail.
Yeah, yeah. But no, they're pretty good, those ones. They're pretty good, so.
Okay. All right. All righty. Well, thank you for that. Thanks
no
for
worries.
Your time. Thanks
You're
for
welcome,
giving
mate.
Me your moment. All right. Have a good
Take
day,
care,
mate.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.